Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today is a day when we're going to be talking with a person who is not only a very successful entrepreneur, but also an individual who has chosen to become involved in the area of wellness, eliminating pain. And this is something that so often people are battling with on a daily basis, and maybe you yourself have encountered this. Well, we're going to be listening to Lou Paradise, who is my guest today, and he is the entrepreneur, the man who developed a company called Topical Biomedics, Inc., and his story is a fascinating one. Lou, I want to welcome you to the airwaves.
Well, Donna, it's an absolute pleasure to be here and a privilege, sincerely, as everyone who knows you knows what a sterling job you've done of contributing to people's education and awareness and literally change and transform people's lives for the better with all the things you've done on the air and off the air, for that matter. So thank you so much for having me aboard today. I really appreciate being here.
I had the opportunity, thank you for your very gracious comments, I had the opportunity to meet you in person while you were here in Western Washington, and I was so pleased to have that opportunity because I was able to hear your story, and you founded this company in 1994, mm-hmm. and you're a man that's had a very, very unique and intense personal journey that enables you to reach this point of entrepreneurship. Tell us your story, Lou. What was it that, in personal experience, that mm-hmm. made you realize that you wanted to go an extra mile and really learn about wellness?
Well, you know, one of the most important things for me, very early on in my life, I was quite young, I wanted to be a medical doctor, and I was looking really to kind of get into the ER side, real emergency care side of the industry. I was fascinated with physiology and natural medicine since I could remember. You know, it was something that my grandmother actually taught me when she was first generation here in the United States, or second generation, I should say, in the United States. And at the time, as I was starting to look at getting into thinking about college, Vietnam came along, and when I had joined the Marine Corps, went to Vietnam, two rotations, helicopter combat medevac rescue squadron, and of course learned incredible things from the beautiful indigenous people of the region, Vietnamese, Laotians, and Cambodians, and we had a very, very important mission profile, which is different from what you hear of just strictly a combat role, which at the time in Vietnam was important to them and important to us. But in that process, that many years of service there, helicopter crews get banged up pretty good if they live through what they do for a living and for the protection of rights and what have you, according to the sterling leadership of our squadron commander, and going there to really lend support to the Vietnamese people as opposed to some of the things that we've heard about Vietnam or other wars for that matter. And when I got out of the Marine Corps, I had a complete change of heart with regard to what I wanted to do for my life. I really wasn't sure at that point in time, and I decided I needed to do something that was mission-driven, that was going to help a lot of people, and I was capable of doing some things and humbly having enough skills or talents that could be developed and so on and so forth. And I suffered some very serious residual pain from the injuries that are typical of helicopter combat duty and rescue missions and medevac missions, and you're never in the right position. You're jumping in the ocean to get a pilot out of a cockpit, burning wrecks, overrun positions where you're coming to the aid of your countrymen and or rescue of civilians and so on and so forth. So, and my mind was like a a full-blown, nasty kind of carpal tunnel, repetitive motion, trauma, injury kind of thing, because it was neuropathic and muscular and joint stretching and tears. And necessity became the mother of invention. I moved very quickly into research for some natural means of being able to help my body heal, because I knew that really was going to be the key. And snaps, you know, forward 26 years later, and I have a product that's helped hundreds of thousands of people around the country to restore their hope and quality of life. And just like for myself, I don't take any medication whatsoever. I'm healthy. I'm active, and I could never have believed for the life of me, Donna, that anything good could have come from having feeling like I stuck my finger in an electrical socket almost every other minute with the kind of problems I was having. So there we go.
The physiology research that you went into, this is something that is leading edge. In today's world, there's so much misinformation about what can work, what cannot work. We have items that are proposed to be able to help people, and whether it's pharmaceutical or over-the-counter, it really is a challenge in today's world because so many people are finding that they're very sensitive to things. I had a client this morning. Her husband, interestingly enough, is in a VA hospital that I know you're very familiar with them.
Sure.
There's a lot of dedicated people working in those facilities.
Sure.
And she was just absolutely beside herself because she said, I'm not able to do what I want to do for him. And the mentality of a lot of people, it's like the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. And when people are in pain, when they're suffering a lot from pain, and I've known many, and I've been there myself at times, to think that there is something that can bring a relief, and it can be something so simple as a cream that can be put on, a lot of people would say, this is really hard to believe, but I know when I became acquainted with you, and I was at the National Publicity Summit, and when I had the opportunity to hear about what you were doing and the research that went into this, there was something that really piqued my attention because I thought, this is a homeopathic remedy that you've come up. And I know when I saw you here in Washington, you were talking about how it encourages lymphatic drain. Inflammation it works with. And I was just talking with someone that I gave some of your cream to, and she said, the inflammation is wonderful. She said, it just got so much relief. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is really good. But tell us how this works, because it doesn't have any smell to it. There's no perfumes in it. There's nothing in there. I mean, you could eat it. It's not going to hurt
basically,
you.
Basically, yeah. No chemicals.
Right.
Well, you know, one of the things in physiological research is that I was really looking for how to encourage and how to support the body's miracle of healing. You know, products aren't miracles. You know, when they tell you they're going to cure you out of a tube, bottle, or jar, you should run the other way. It may be a bold statement coming from a guy whose products are in tubes, bottles, and jars, but the body is an absolute miracle, and the healing mechanism is the ultimate form of relieving pain, as we all know. And the two things that happen that are most common in joint-related, nerve-related, muscle-related pain is that a lot of people don't realize how important inflammation is in the inflammatory response to keeping our cells healthy and maintaining life and maintaining health altogether. It's when these fluids hang out in the tissue too long. I mean, within the first maybe 24 to 35 hours or thereabouts, the inflammatory fluids that are very important in protecting cells, of damaged cells needing to repair, and a number of physiological things that happen for healing, when they hang out in the tissue, even that just that small amount of time, and they don't move back through the lymphatic system to be excreted out of the body, they actually become quite toxic. And also the most essential thing is that the microcapillary blood flow, which is a very small, incredibly robust system of the body, which feed our nerve tissue, and it's often ligaments, tendons, some of the muscle root tissue, Very, very vital for that. What happens when we have the fluid build up there is they get constricted so that the oxygenation of blood flow to this injured area of the joint related hand, elbow, wrist, arm, neck, hip, whatever, it continues to get worse and worse from a cellular point of view instead of having that time when it's in homeostatic balance where it's healing something and repairing the damage that is causing the actual problem. And so with Thompson, what I decided after, and it took 7 years of research, by the way, to get to this point of the product development, is if I could just figure a way to have medicines that would go that deep into the tissue to help to stimulate lymphatic drainage, that fluid buildup, get the toxins and fluid moved, because the body ultimately really wants to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Once that happens, the blood flow relaxes, the vessels relax, oxygen immediately gets delivered back into the cells, and pain now becomes very diminished. The natural pain is a signal of the body. So these are the mechanisms by which Thompson works. Gets the toxins and fluids out of the tissue, because we don't do that first. Nothing can help that those cells repair themselves and or function, and then getting the oxygenated blood flow back to normal. And that's the two mechanisms that are essential for not only turning the pain signal off naturally, but more essentially, the only way that the body will do that is now it's in a repair mode, and it's very, very happy to be in that mode in maintaining cells and health of the cells.
Now, when you were developing this, you're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And there are maybe people that are listening to this show today that would say, as an entrepreneur, here you've got a product, you have been able to get it into veterans' hospitals, you've got a number of doctors that are using it, and when we're dealing with something like this, what were the steps you went through, Lou? Because this isn't something that happened overnight. You really are so knowledgeable about nutrition, about the way the body works. You had an interest in medicine to begin with. But what does it take? I mean, to get the lab research done, how did you start out with this? What did you look for?
You know, the most important thing I think that's essential to withstand all of the curves that you'll be thrown, all of the circumstances that will try to undermine your position, is to have great passion and enthusiasm for what you're doing, and to know in your heart of hearts it's what you should be doing. If you identify yourself and you've finally figured out why am I here and what am I going to do, and that nothing in this world is going to stand in my way. Of course, Marine Corps and Vietnam prepared me pretty well that I wasn't going to be too shaken up by anything. I never got used to people shooting at me, but barring that, I was able to figure out that all I needed to do was follow my instinct, follow my passion. I've loved helping people since I was a little boy, and this now turned into, since I basically had this opportunity to pretty much help my body cure what my problem was, I decided to take a look at what was going to happen. How did I get the regulators on my side? How do I deal with the FDA? How do I deal with the FTC, for that matter, for communicating out in the world? And how do I do that in such a way to form an alliance, not necessarily a partnership, because you can't do that with federal agencies, but so that they knew that I was going to take a much higher bar and raise the standard even higher than they required me to, in order to bring back and bring out something that was actually going to work for people. You know, I knew what it was like to be in pain, and I was very motivated to make sure no one else had to suffer the way I was suffering. And my life was kind of turned upside down for a little bit of time. I wasn't too happy about that. And I know that there are people out there who are hopeless or feeling that way because their doctor can't help them any further, as much as they're very dedicated to a patient. Pharmaceuticals really are limited as to what they can do, and oftentimes cause more toxins, unfortunately, than benefits, because they have no healing properties at all. And people are left believing that they have to either live in pain and or suffer the consequences of chemical pain products. I was on fire with the idea that no matter what the obstacles, and there were all of those things that I just mentioned, and doctors' recognition, and how I was going after the medical community with this. I wasn't aiming at natural community. I was aiming it right at the scripted-minded conventional community, and that was quite a chore, I should say, but a labor of love, as most of the doctors who we originally talked to, I mean, some of them, when they heard the word homeopathy, I could have said, there's a homicidal maniac that was just turned loose in your fine institution.
Right, right.
And now they're the biggest they're proactive advocates, total fanatics about what we do because they know there's something vital and real about it, and that it was based on science, and it was based on research, and it was based on actual things that occurred that showed there was a demonstrable product that actually delivered all of its benefits plus plus. And it was safe and effective and can be used by anybody, anytime, anywhere, and that we went way out of our way. It took 2 or 3 years of research just to not put any chemicals and parabens and petroleum and all sorts of things that you find in all these personal care products which shouldn't be on our bodies. And you know, chemical reactions and chemical residue causes a lot of illness in this country. And
yes,
we have to get off of it, as you know. So.
Mm-hmm. It's, I think, a leading-edge area of medicine where we work with the body, not against the body. And it's something that is so very, very hard many times to deal with people who have spent maybe 16, 20 years of training, and they're very skilled, they do certain things very well, and you come in and say there is something natural that is not going to have side effects, let's try it. Now, you have been working with the VA hospitals because there are so many of our military men and women that have a great deal of pain. They come back, they have been injured just like you were after you got back from Vietnam. We have them coming back from the Middle East and other areas, and they have this difficulty back into harmony for themselves physically. And I just know since I've become acquainted with you and some of the people that I've talked with, and this includes my husband. He had some challenges, and I said, well, what have you got to lose? Let's just try it. And he said, I don't have a problem. He had some nerve damage in one of his fingers, and he found that this was working for him. And he said, it's quite interesting because I just rub it in at night, and he said, I'm very, very comfortable. When I become aware of something that is natural, that is not going to be harmful, that you have a formula for children, you have something here for adults, it's not a magic bullet, and it's so important when I chat with people about this, but getting the feedback on the difference that it's made, and people that have diabetic neuropathy, and there's so much pain that's due to nerve damage. It really is something, Lou. It really is something to know that this can help somebody, and it is safe. You're not going to have side effects.
Exactly. You know, I think that the most essential thing that happens is when you go back to the ancient times where there were no pharmaceutical, chemical made products. We had nothing but the natural elements, tubers and herbs and all these things, stuff that came out of the animal kingdom, minerals, all of these used by the ancient wisdom that people had to know instinctively and by trial and error how to use natural things which would support the natural body's ability to stay healthy and to maintain its vibrance and vitality. We cannot underscore enough that the chemical therapies that are going on in our country are so horrendously disproportionate to the kind of things people need to do in order to take charge. And I think the biggest thing, Donna, that's probably really a culprit in this is that a good deal of people will find that using natural doesn't get them the results they're looking for right away, and they abandon it. And, and so it's a hard thing for people most of the time to say, I would love to do it naturally, but this can't work for me, and I can't stand being in pain or whatever the case may be. And I think that's where Topperson hit, the idea that I had of kind of breathing life into this in the most fundamental way to say, if we could find a way to produce something natural that had such a profound effect on somebody's pain that it could be, they could see the results right away, and they could and see that something formidable that was natural and researched and scientifically put together properly that can totally perform equally as good as any oral pain medication plus. And in the VA Medical Center is probably one of the acid tests of all times that we literally, there's two or three stories that are just coming to us over, and we've been out there for about 13 of our 18 years of doing our work. Two of them are, how many of our veterans are getting better because we have figured a way to get them off of their over-the-counter medicines, mm-hmm. and the probably the biggest thing is that our product has literally, both in the on the the civilian side and the military side, has usually, and as a post-surgical product, can get people better within 30 or 40% less time over this very, very many years as a step-to-step-to-step and continuous pattern. And the most important thing that we've heard more recently in the last 2 years is how many veteran medical centers, VA medical centers, where our product's being used for outpatients, that as many as 70% of outpatient veterans are now off all of their narcotic orally taken pain medication. Now, that is so this is not some little tiny, you know, boo-boo cream or something, with all love and respect to all of those. It's not something, you know, a lot of the approach to analgesics didn't work because they never were designed to really deal with the pain for what it is and help the body for what it's trying to do. And giving it just a little assistance that we need, that it needs in order to be the brilliant miracle that it really is. And so our whole leading edge technology and medicine in our in what we call restorative medicine, which is what we're very much championing the cause for, gives us all a reason to come to a point where we can help our brothers and sisters. Like, you know, if it isn't about people and relationships and what we can do to really help each other, and what we could do to help each other by putting things together that are so sterling or clean and really work, that we're delighted to give it to our own families, as opposed to a lot of products on the marketplace that the same manufacturers wouldn't probably use it themselves, but have no problem perpetrating it on other people's families. And, you know, and marketers out there have done a really good job of confusing the public in not being able to understand. If we're looking at something that's a pain relief product, shouldn't it first be safe, effective, and produce no side effects? And, of course, none of the other products that we just mentioned prior to can do anything like that. So when we go back to natural, it isn't just because it's natural. It's because the body's mechanism works, the physiology, physical reality of the medical look at the body's physiology, that's how the body actually works. It needs to get things done, small adjustments made, so it can go off and do this powerhouse miracle that it's capable of doing. And we figured a way to put synergy into medicines, and a lot of people are confused about homeopathy, of course, but this is very different from classical homeopathic. This is something where we've taken and elevated the entire working mechanism of these fabulous natural medicines, which the body recognizes and uses readily, because it doesn't know what to do with chemicals. That's why we have all these crazy side effects and fatalities and all kinds of horror stories, when we really can get back, kind of, it's like, if we can get back to basics, what everybody knew, and kind of upgraded to the modern age, which is what we've done, we have something reliable, safe, and that people could feel good about, so that they can use a cream, like you said, no odor, no grease, no. You wouldn't even know you had there was a medicine, and certainly it feels like a moisturizing hand cream. And here, it's also relieving pain, and I think that the world just it's my product for sure, and I'm very humbled by it. But at the end of the day, somebody had to come up with this. Somebody had to do this because the world deserves that. We have fine, amazing people, both military folks who I just adore for what they do, and everyday people who are breaking their chops, working their fingers to the bone, and doing the same service to our country in that aspect of it, who are also in this state of disrepair and don't know what to do because they don't know about stuff like what we have. They don't know about Topperson, and they don't know about that this can indeed be done, and it is already here. So the future of pain relief has arrived, and we're humbled by the fact that we can have these kinds of discussions. And I think it's important because, you know, instead of these sales gimmicks and and, you know, insulting people's intelligence by these stupid commercials that tell you about, you know, they're going to cure this, cure that. You're going to jump through the, you're never able to get off and play the piano, but now that you take this magic pill, you're going to be able to be a concert pianist or something. You know, that's not how it works. And so so we're delighted to have this discussion with you, and I can't even tell you how much I appreciate this tonight.
Well, one of the things I wanted to bring out was a case that I was sent information on. Army Sergeant Daniel Taluzzi.
Oh, yeah.
And he served in Iraq. He sustained severe brain injury from shrapnel from an explosive device on September 25th, 2006. And he remained in what's described as an open-eyed coma. He was unable to move, walk, talk, and he passed away on the 28th of February, 2009. But while he was in the hospital, his mother, Mary, and the medical staff used Toprosin, and they used it to prevent bed sores and sepsis because he was comatose. And this is something that, oh my goodness, I've heard stories through the years that just make you cry. In fact, there was a member of my husband's family that just suffered horribly because of a situation with bed sores, et cetera. And this was an elderly woman. And this is something they were able to prevent because of using the cream. And I think that this is such a significant accomplishment by you. You were a man who decided that you needed to find something that could help you be well. You had a love of medicine. You wanted to make a difference. You decided to take the risk and invest not just money, but research, time, effort, doing all the trials, following the rules, as someone would say, because you ended up being approved by the FDA. You were approved by the VA hospitals that use your product today. You're quite a story, Lou, and I think it's an inspiration to be able to know that you have, and the people that have worked with you, have accomplished something, that you've got a formula for children. You have something that is for the feet, and then there's also the regular cream. And I just think that there's such a need for this, and people are so concerned. They are so frightened. Almost anyone and everyone that I come in contact with knows of someone who is going through either, you know, nerve damage from surgery, and this sounds rather horrible maybe when I'm saying it this way, but maybe diabetes, where they have problems with their feet. And so many things can happen to people, and to know that there is this available, and, you know, it's worked for you, it's worked for other people, and I've just known some individuals, and like I mentioned earlier, including my husband, that were surprised because it's so nondescript. You don't have any bells and whistles with it. It's just there.
Yeah, you know, it's
there.
I think the interesting thing with regard to, you know, the arthritis sufferer, carpal tunnel sufferer, the issue with regard to injuries and profound injuries, and Daniel Taluzzi, it's a very, very personal story for me. Daniel's uncle, Mario Aguirre, was one of my dear brothers in the Marine Corps in Vietnam with me. Daniel was his firstborn nephew. Yeah, so, and you imagine in any hospital setting, we have a comatose patient. The first thing doctors do is kind of roll the patient over to see if they, you know, they're developing skin breakdown and bed sores. I don't know if you remember that headline with Christopher Reeves when he passed, bed sore kills Superman kind of thing, because they're so, it's insidious, the blood poisoning that goes. And imagine this boy is in the hospital on his back, except for when they've got him up doing therapy, even though he's not aware of the therapy, for 2.5 years, using Toprosin on his whole body. Never once had any breakdown of his skin and or a bed sore. The doctors are completely flabbergasted. Every facility he went, they couldn't believe he was in bed that long, because they never, ever saw anything like that. And again, the body can heal and it can protect. And I think that what happens is, imagine then getting people better in surgery. Imagine in Daniel's case, preventing, you know, like if we're going to deal with a huge trauma issue and a brain injury, concentrating on that, if we don't keep his body healthy and those kinds of things at bay, then he has no chance of ever hopefully recovering, which, of course, unfortunately, he did not. But during the time when he was alive and being treated, he had gotten not only the best care, but a lot of love, and we were able to stave off the one thing that would be certainly something that would have been his demise. If we hadn't had Topperson, he would have never gotten to the point of where he did. And that's because the body is an absolute miracle, more so than the products. And I think that, so would you imagine if those kinds of things that we can do, getting people better, getting people off their medication, imagine what the arthritis sufferer will enjoy as they do with our products, mm-hmm. or the person with carpal tunnel or neck and shoulder pain, night leg cramps, fibromyalgia, I mean, neuropathy from diabetes, chemo-induced neuropathy. We do a lot in oncology. And we have a number of products to help.
It's very important. Now, for those of you listening, the product title is TOPRICIN. You can check it out in the physician's desk reference because it is there. You can also go to their website, topicalbiomedics.com. That's TOPICAL, biomedics.com. And it's something that I think is really worth knowing about because I have been so aware of so many people that have suffered extensively and there was nothing that could give them relief. And many times there wasn't a prescription that could give them relief. So this is something you might want to check out. And also be sure and check out all of the information that Lou has on the site. Check out the research, development, the company, its background, and I think you'll find it a fascinating batch of information. Lou, I want to thank you so much for being with me today. I know your schedule is a busy one, and I just am very grateful that I had the opportunity to find out about your product, about you, and that we've had this chance to chat.
Well, this feeling is very mutual, Donna, and I thank you ever so much for your continued sterling work with your audience and making a difference in the world, and I'm delighted to be a part, albeit for this moment in time over the air. So thanks so much.
You're welcome. This is Donna Sebo. Check out topicalbiomedics.com. It really is worth your looking into. Nothing else for yourself, but for those that you love. Pain is not something we want to live with. It's a horrible thing to have to deal with, as so many people do. There is some relief. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. 582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm so delighted that you're able to join me today. Telephone number to call in to if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I wanted to share some information with you today on stones. Oh, I've got something I've got to tell you. Yesterday, I had the privilege of having as a guest in my home a gentleman who's going to be coming up on the show towards the end of this month. And his name is Joshua, and he is going to be featured by the National Geographic on crystal skulls. And I had the opportunity to see these crystal skulls, and the stories are just amazing. So he's going to be coming up on the show with me. But there is so much about stones. The reason I'm mentioning that is that when we were talking about the crystal skulls, and each and every one of them was different. There was one that was amethyst and another of rose quartz and a different type of quartz. Stones have energy frequencies. And I thought I would just share with you some information about the diamond. Now, we all know diamonds. And who knows, you know, Marilyn Monroe diamonds are a girl's best friend and all this kind of stuff. But there is something very significant about diamonds. And, of course, we know it's considered one of the hardest substances on the planet. But there is a relationship both to the environment that it comes from as well as how it affects us. And as a very hard substance, it comes in all kinds of colors, which I can remember, I was so surprised when I found out that some of the most valuable diamonds were yellow. I had no idea. For years, I didn't know about that. But they come in all different colors. There are even red diamonds. Have you ever seen one? I had the privilege once of seeing a red diamond, and it was hard for me to believe that that was what the stone was. Now, they are used in all kinds of cutting and polishing. The diamond itself is just a phenomenal stone. But for centuries, diamonds were imbued, according to the belief systems of many cultures, that they were extremely powerful. And that's why when it came to the making of crowns or something of that order, that it was so important. And they felt that having a diamond, for example, if you wanted to develop your intuitive capacities, it really assists the prefrontal lobes of the brain. Now, why is that important? Well, the prefrontal lobe of the brain is where they found in research paranormal abilities are stimulated and things happen with the thinking process there. Well, it is absolutely amazing when you find out more about diamonds that they actually enhance any other stone that come together. One of the things that Joshua was talking about with the crystal skulls is that they draw energy from each other. Well, it's the same thing. That's why diamonds are such a nice complement to any other stone, because they harmonize with them. And they will apparently work very well with the chakras of the body. Things that you learn, you just are absolutely amazed with. So if you want to find out more about stones, and if you love diamonds, a lot of people do, well, just know that they enhance inner vision, they're good for stimulating the imagination, and raw diamonds are very, very valuable, apparently, for healing. So if you happen to have one or two just lying around, you just don't know what to do with, it can be a very, very useful tool. Now, according to Robert Simons and Nisha Asian, who are real researchers when it comes to stone, when it comes to the spiritual side, your diamonds promote truth, vision, alignment with your higher self. If you are mindful about how you use them, and they're excellent for clearing what they describe energy fields. Also, they just are perfect as a complement for any other stone, and they're helpful where maybe you feel like there's a lot of confusion in your life. They can really benefit you, but they really do work with helping the intuitive side. So I just thought I would share that little bit of trivia with you today. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Well, for those of you in Western Washington, I wanted to let you know I've got two upcoming appearances that I'm going to be doing. On the 26th of this month, I'm going to be in Lakewood, Washington. That's the 26th Tuesday evening at the Progressive Spiritual Center. I am going to be doing a program there. There's a small fee of $10. And this is like a mini class, if you will, regarding intuitive development. And it's going to be relaxing. We're going to have interactive things that we will do. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's very casual, very laid back. You're more than welcome to come along. And then also on the 30th, there is a very special event that is an all-day event. This is going to be held at the Best Western Plus's River Edge in their meeting room there. It's in Seattle. Now, this is an event that's in two portions. The first portion is from 10 a.m. until 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm going to be there. I'll have a vendor set up. I'm going to be doing many consultations for people. There are a lot of people that are going to be bringing their products or services there. It's open to the public. It is free. That evening, from 6 until 10, I'm going to be one of the VIP speakers, and we are going to not just be giving demonstrations to the audience, we are also going to be talking about various aspects of information. There is a fee of $35 for that. And to find out more information, you can call 206-356-6356 and or you can email them at the Ascension Foundation. That is the organization that's putting together this all-day event. The Ascension Foundation at hotmail.com. And don't forget, those of you that love Renaissance, the Washington Renaissance, the Midsummer Renaissance Fair is coming up. I have free tickets, family tickets. It's for four adults, two children, and we are giving them away. So I have a few left, and if you would like to have free tickets to go to this wonderful family event, the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, give me a call at my office or send me an email. Call me at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. Or send me an email. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And I'll be sure to get that ticket out to you. I want you to include not just your name, but also your mailing address, because I will be mailing this ticket to you. And I want you to have a phone number there in case something happens where the information isn't enough in the email where I can call you if necessary. So if you will do that, I'd appreciate it. Again, that is a wonderful event. Free tickets. They are going quickly, and I'd love to give one to you. So if you are in the Washington area and you'd like to go to this fabulous event, please be in touch. I was sent an email by someone, and I thought I would share it with you. I got a kick out of this. And this was from Robin. She said, "For all of us who feel only the deepest love and affection for the way computers have enhanced our lives, read on." And this is what she sent me. She said, "At a recent computer expo, Comdex, Bill Gates reportedly compared the computer industry with the auto industry and stated, if Ford had kept up with technology like the computer industry has, we would all be driving $25 cars that got 1,000 miles to the gallon." Well, apparently, there was a response to this, and this is what, according to what Robin sent me, this was the response from the automotive industry. "If Ford had developed technology like Microsoft, we would all be driving cars with the following characteristics. One, for no reason whatsoever, your car would crash twice a day. Two, every time they repainted the lines in the road, you'd have to buy a new car. 3. Occasionally your car would die on the freeway for no reason. You'd have to pull to the side of the road, close all the windows, shut off the car, restart it, and reopen the windows before you could continue. For some reason, you would simply accept this. 4. Occasionally executing a maneuver such as a left turn would cause your car to shut down and refuse to restart, in which case you'd have to reinstall the engine. 5. Macintosh would make a car that was powered by the sun, was reliable, 5 times as fast and twice as easy to drive, but would run on only 5% of the roads. 6. The oil, water temperature, and alternator warming lights would all be replaced by a single, quote, "this car has performed an illegal operation," unquote, warning light. And the airbag system, 7, would ask, "are you sure?" before deploying. 8. Occasionally, for no reason whatsoever, your car would lock you out and refuse to let you in until you simultaneously lifted the door handle, turned the key, and grabbed hold of the radio antenna. 9. Every time a new car was introduced, car buyers would have to learn how to drive all over again because none of the controls would operate in the same manner as the old car. 10. You'd have to press the start button to turn the engine off. P.S. I'd like to add that when all else fails, you could call customer service in some foreign country and be instructed in some foreign language how to fix the car yourself. Unbelievable. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you today. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Between the ages of 3 to 10, do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Oh, by the way, have a pad of paper and a pen handy. I've got this wonderful recipe for honey pork chops and a corn salad. You know, corn is out now. It's just wonderfully fresh and delicious. It's so sweet tasting. So I'll be sharing that with you in just a moment. But I wanted to share this little bit of inspiration, if you will. There's been a song around forever called Mañana, you know, I'll do something tomorrow. And there is a lot of joking whenever you hear that. You say, I'll do it mañana. Well, the song says the rain's coming in the window and everything else, and then, well, suddenly the sun comes out, well, I'll put off everything until mañana. There is a real need to understand that the do-it-now kind of attitude has a very valid positioning. And I got some information that I thought I would share with you about different individuals and different age frames for accomplishment. Thomas Jefferson, for example, was 33 when he drafted the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin was 26 when he wrote Poor Richard's Almanac. Charles Dickens was 24 when he began his Pickwick Papers and 25 when he wrote Oliver Twist. Isaac Newton was 24 when he formulated the law of gravitation. Very impressive, isn't it? I'm sure we could name any number of people today that have accomplished phenomenal things when they're quite young. But too often there's the attitude that when people get older, that this is not something that's going to continue. Creativity, invention, oh well. Let the younger generation do it. Well, here are some individuals that opted to be a little different and didn't buy into the typical attitude of most people. Immanuel Kant wrote his finest philosophical works at the age of 74. Verdi, at the age of 80, produced Falstaff, and at the age of 85, Ave Maria. Goethe was 80 when he completed Faust. Tennyson was 80 when he wrote Crossing the Bar. And Michelangelo completed his greatest work at 87. And at the age of 90, Justice Holmes was still writing brilliant Supreme Court opinions. Being aware of the now is so important. Being present with the now is important. And this is something that I feel that when we can be participants in the action of life, in realizing that, yes, when we're younger, there may be something we can do when we reach middle age. We can bring something more to the table due to experience and education. And when you get into your 60s, when we're in our 60s, we can do something special there. I think it's a real sad statement when people think that's the end-all of end-all. Well, fortunately, in today's world, and I think technology has a lot to do with it, we are recognizing that we are not stuck. We do have the opportunity to step up, step forward, and step out. And it's amazing to me when I am in touch with people and I'm speaking with people, how they're no longer, especially older individuals, they're no longer retiring from the experience of life. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, remember, now is what counts. What you do with today, now is what counts. Okay, I got that pad of paper and pen handy. This recipe is so easy. Now, you can put this in the grill. The pork chops can be done on the grill. Or you can also use a broiler, whatever works for you. Not everybody has a grill handy. This is what you're going to need. 4 ears of corn. You're going to remove the husks and, of course, all the corn silk. By the way, save the corn silk. Allow it to dry. It makes a wonderful tea, and it's very healthy. It's a very good tea to have. You're going to need 2 tablespoons and 1/4 cup of Italian salad dressing, 2 tablespoons plus 1/4 cup of Italian salad dressing. You're going to need 2 apples. Core and cut into 1/2-inch pieces. That's going to be about 2 cups. You're going to need a teaspoon of grated orange zest, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh parsley, 1/4 cup of honey, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and you're going to need 6 pork loin chops, about 1 inch thick. It's going to come to about 4 pounds. And you're going to need 3/4 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. This is how simple it is. Your corn, you're going to brush, you preheat a grill or your broiler, you're going to brush your corn with 2 tablespoons of the dressing. You grill it, turning it often until it's tender. That's going to take about 8 to 10 minutes. Now you let it cool. And that takes about 5 minutes or so, you're going to take those kernels from the corn cups, cut them into a bowl. Put your apple, zest, parsley, and remaining 1/4 cup of salad dressing. Mix it all together. Put it aside. There's your corn salad. Your honey, your vanilla, and your cinnamon. You're going to sprinkle your pork chops with salt and pepper. You mix the honey, vanilla, and cinnamon. You're going to grill them for about 4 minutes. And what you start doing then is, once you turn them, you start brushing with the honey mixture. And you're going to grill or broil until you note the beak is well done. But you baste it with your honey, your vanilla, and your cinnamon. What wonderful flavors and taste that can tickle your taste buds and you just go, it's really good. And kids are going to like it too, because it really has that wonderful sweetness of the honey, but not overly so. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about dogs. Alicia Evans is my guest. We're going to be talking about walking in sync. And if ever you've had a dog, whether it's a big one, a little one, they have minds of their own, and they need to be trained to walk with you. Well, she is an inventive woman, another entrepreneur that we're going to be meeting with this week, and I invite you to join us if you would like to find out more, one, about how to train your dog, and 2, about her wonderful invention called walk in sync. This is Donna Siebel. I know that we're out of time. Oh, and we've got some other, well, we've got some great guests. Go check it out. Go check out show information. You'll find the listing of people that are going to be on the air with me. And just know that you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Siebel. Wherever you are, enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy your life. It's good to be who you are. And I'm so glad you're sharing your time with me. Take care. God bless. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on VBS Radio.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.